Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you on this blessed day. I am doing a test run here. Blog Talk Radio have been having some issues again, and it looked like we would be on. So I am test running right now, and we will have a broadcast at 7 p.m., which is approximately an hour and a half from here. But during this time of a test run, which is, I'll be a few minutes here, about 15 minutes. I want to thank the Lord for another blessed day, another opportunity to come before you guys with the Word of God. I thank God for what He's doing. Even though there are times that it seems like we don't see, and I say we, I include myself many times, just knowing that He is doing is a blessing. I want to encourage all of you to, hold to the promise. Do your due diligence. Come closer to the Lord, because I'm here to tell you that, as I said before, and this is nothing to scare anyone, but, I have to be honest, in the Bible alone, the things that God talks about through his children, his servants, that he told us what happened in the last days, you can see it clear as day. You can see it clear as day. The world's message is things are going to get better. Our message as believers is that it'll get better when Christ returns. Do that mean in the meantime we need to be all tensed up and worried and stuff like that as Christians? No, because we can have peace here on earth until Christ comes, okay? But as the world itself getting better, it's not, people, it's not. It's just like when COVID hit, and as the time went on, you had people talking about, well, things is going to return back to normal. And I told them, no, it's not. You can see it to this day. We look at this time after COVID officially hit us here in the United States real bad in 2020. You can see now things is not the same anymore. There's been a change. I mean, during the time of COVID, we saw a very, very high spike in prices. And guess what? It only went down from that spike a little bit. A little bit. Things are still, and you can sense the, if I can use the word residue, from when COVID hit, like you can tell there's still some things there. Of course, people not so nervous or shaky and running behind you and cleaning up everything real fast, but you can still tell. And plus the COVID has still hit some people. But you can tell that things are not the same anymore. There has been a change. And if you are a sinner and you listen to this broadcast on this test run, I'm telling you, the only true peace. Now, notice I used the word true peace. If I had it written on paper, I would have it in quotation marks. The only true peace is going to be found in Jesus Christ. Now, you might be listening to other people telling you, hey, they finna come up with something in the world. Things going to get better and stuff like that. Brother Nate is here to tell you the truth. That is not true. Now, you don't have to take my word for it, okay? What you can do is just sit back and watch. Because these things with the disease and sicknesses, listen, it's not over with. It's not over with. And this year is going to be more changes, more things going to be revealed. As I've told you, I've told you, not only me, that other servants of God have let you know in this year that already have begun, and it's going to be some more things to come that is going to be revealed, both good and bad, okay? But I'm here to tell you that on a personal level, if you don't know Jesus for yourself, or you're not trying to get to know him for yourself, I'm going to tell you like this, you're not going to make it. That's about as plain as I can put it. Now, you may say, well, Brother Nate, you shouldn't talk like that. Well, Brother Nate has to tell you the truth. You're not going to make it. I don't care how many cars, how many houses you got, you're not going to make it. Listen, you got even rich people killing themselves. You got even rich people dying from sickness and disease that their money could not pay for. I mean, they paying for some of the most high-educated doctors in the world. And no high-educated doctors could not deliver them from the sickness that took their lives. And so what I'm here to tell you is that it's about to tense up even more. And this is a time where you ain't going to just be talking about believing God. You're going to have to really believe the Lord in protecting you, okay? Amen. See, we can do some things to help in our protection, but it won't give us the total protection. We have to turn to the Lord. It's just like you can buy guns for your home. And I'm not against anybody buying guns for their home for protection, but it's not going to be your total protection. In other words, it's not going to be, it can't be your total dependency. Because first of all, a gun can't load up itself, okay? Second of all, you know, you're trying to shoot at more. You can't shoot at but one angle at a time. You have to turn. If you got some in 3-4, you got to turn. You got to turn here, turn there. You're not going to be able to do it, okay? So what I'm saying is this, and I pray that you hear this. Once again, if you don't know Jesus personally and believe in him personally. I'm not just talking about talking about it. You got anybody can talk about where I believe the Lord, go to church on Sunday, can give you a I believe the Lord speech, maybe can hold you up for 2 hours. But I'm talking about really believing him. Because one thing I want to say as I close, because I got a few minutes left here, when COVID hit, it showed a lot of things in dealing with the church folks. I'm going to say it again. When COVID hit real strong, especially 2020, which especially hit here, when COVID hit, it showed a lot of things about church folks. It really showed where the faith or supposed to be faith of some really was. You had people who, before COVID hit, you couldn't beat them talking about how Jesus the healer, how he's the deliverer, he's the all in all, he's number one, blah, blah, and all that. But when COVID hit, you heard a whole different story. A whole different story. Now, that ain't to say you didn't need to use wisdom during that time, but it was a lot of down talk, and it wasn't much talk about what Christ would do and believe behind that. You understand what I'm saying? So, you know, you had the churches closed down, and then you had some, quote, Christians, when they wasn't having service in the building, they would go online or social media, and then they start battling each other with gospel songs. Who can sing the best and who got the most? It really got ridiculous. But what was happening, the hearts of men with, as quote, of the church folks were being revealed. You start to see how some really felt about the gospel. I mean, really, really felt. I ain't talking about what you heard them talk about the time before the COVID hit, what they thought about the gospel. I'm talking about you actually got to see what some of them thought concerning the gospel, especially singing gospel music. You begin to see where the heart was. So there was a lot of exposure of the, quote, church folks in 2020, okay? In 2020, there was a lot of exposure. There was some things shown, okay? And some of you may say, well, where was the prophets and telling them what happened? How you know? Listen, there have been warning coming from the true believers of the Lord, especially to this nation, for years. What it was that many of you didn't heed it. You didn't listen. You thought it was somebody just talking. Okay? That's what you thought. You thought it was somebody just talking. And you really find out when the COVID hit, oh, this is real. But the sad thing about it, now they had eased up some, people went right back to where they was doing, in a sense. They couldn't go back totally because, like I said, the residue from the COVID has been left here. But it kind of reminds me of 9/11. You remember when the towers were hit and the spirit of fear gripped the nation and people were scared? Man, you couldn't even leave a bag in the middle of an airport. You would cause a stir, man, folk would panic. And for about a couple weeks, Bibles was leaving out of stores because people were buying Bibles and all that. But after the couple weeks, it went back to square one. May the Lord bless you and may he keep you. May he watch over you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless.